Yerushalmi Ma'afa Sheni, corresponding to Bavli, Erechin, Daf Gimel. We begin in the Yerushalmi on Daf Chav Chesem at base on the fifth line, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, Amud Ova Echad, Kamad Rabbi Yossi, Amar, Ein Anu Achrayim, Lo Amayim, Kein Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, Aime, Ein Anu Achrayim, Lo Amayim. Rabbi Yossi in Demai and Rabbi Shimon Gamliel in our Mishnah both have the same opinion. Rabbi Mishnah in Demai teaches that if a person gave flour to an innkeeper's wife to prepare dough, he must separate before he gives her and after he receives it back, and as she suspected of switching it. Rabbi Yossi disagrees and says that we're not responsible for swindlers, he must only separate from what he takes back from her. But as Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon Gamliel said that we're not responsible for swindlers. Mistavra de Rabbi Yossi yoidi Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel lo yoidi Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi yoidi Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, she'en on achrayin v'amayim, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel lo yoidi Rabbi Yossi, she'en derech achavel ha'itzi mi'beisei, dava she'en ha'masukan. It's logical to say that Rabbi Yossi would agree with Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, but Rabbi Shimon Gamliel would not agree with Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi would agree with Rabbi Shimon Gamliel that we're not responsible for swindlers, but Rabbi Shimon Gamliel would not agree with Rabbi Yossi, as it's not normal for a chaver to give out something that's not tithed. Minayin Litzion. Gemara asks, what's the source for labeling graves? Rabbi Brachia, Rabbi Yaakov, Bas Yaakov, B'Shem, Rabbi Chunya, the Bas Chavan, Rabbi Yossi, Amala, Rabbi Yaakov, Bar Acha b'Shem Rabbi Chananya, Debas B'Chavan, Rabbi Chezkel, Rabbi Uziel, Bray Debachunya, Debas Chavan, B'Shem Rabbi Chunya, Debas Chavan, V'Tami Tami Yikra, Kadei Shetei HaTuma, Koyu Lecha, B'Fiya, V'Aymes Lecha, Feroish. The first answer to the question is said by Rabbi Acha Bar Yaakov, Bar Bas Yaakov, quoting Rabbi Chunya of Bas Chavan, Rabbi Yossi said it was Rabbi Yaakov Bar Acha, quoting Rabbi Chananya of Bas Chavan, and Rabbi Chezkel said it was Rabbi Uziel, son of Rabbi Chuna of Bas Chavan, quoting his father. The answer is that the Pasuk says in Vayikra Perek Yugimel Pasuk Memhei, and the Messiah shall call out, Tame, Tame, so that the Tumah calls out to you and says, stay away. Rabbi Hilal b'Shem Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Nachman, Ra'u Ha'ivim Beret, Ba'aret Zorah, Etzem Adam, Obona Etzloid Tzion. Mikan Shemesainin Ala Atzameis, Adam, Mikan Shemesainin Ala Shidra V'Gogoyles, Ubana, Mikan Shemesain al Evan Kavua, Imaima at Al Tlusha, Afi Holeches, Matam Mokam Acher, Et Sloi, Mokam Tahara, Sion, Mikan, Litzion. Rabila, quoting Rishmo, Rav Nachman, gave a different source. He says the Pasuk says in Yecheskel, in Perek Lamates, Pasuk Tezrov, and those that pass on the land will pass by and see a human bone, they should build next to it a sign. And this teaches that we label bones. The word human, this shows that we label spines and skulls, and they shall build, tells us this. That we label on a fixed stone, as if it would not be fixed, it could roll elsewhere and cause tumah to other things. And the phrase next to it teaches that it's fixed near, but not on the tumah. And the word sign teaches that a sign must be made. Tani matza even achas mitzienes afal pisha ein mekayimim kein amal aleh tami ani aime meis mitzayin hayenosen tachter. The Tosefta says that if a person found a single labeled stone, even though one stone shouldn't be labeled, if one passes over it, he's tamei as there assumedly is a corpse underneath it. Hayu shtayim hamayil alehin toho uveneim tamei. If there are two, if one passed over them, he's toho. If one passed between them, then he's tamei. Hayu charosh bentayim harihen ki yechidyos beineihem toho uvzirufeim tamei. If he ploughed between them, each stone is viewed as a single stone. Between them is toho. Around the ploughed area, means in the place of the stones, is tamei. The Tosefta says one should not label flesh lest it decompose, and one might come to declare items tame unnecessarily and then go and burn them. Rabbi Yustai bar Shunam by Koimi Rav Mana v'lo nimsa matame taros and mafreya. Rabbi Yustai bar Shunam said to Rav Mana, if you don't label, perhaps items will become tame until the flesh decomposes. Amalei mutav yizkalkalu by lashar v'al yizkalkalu by la'ilam. Rav Mana answered Rabbi Yustai, it's better to have temporary damage than permanent damage. Chevaya ami ya'os ami Rav Shimon Gamliel v'kashat al drabonon lo b'yom hu mitzayin v'lo b'layla hu goynev. Chevaya said that when the Mishnah taught earlier that Rabbi Shimon Gamliel said, when is it that we label Ravayan Ola in Shvi'ith when all produce is hefka and anyone may enter a person's field to take it, but in other years when the person is entering the field is to steal, that he's going to steal, then we said, feed it to the wicked man and let him die. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel spoke, well, so why did the Chacham disagree requiring labeling in all years? The label only helps in the daytime, But since the thief comes at night, when the labor is not visible, how does it help? Amalon Ubmana Mibayom. Ubmana answered the Chevaya, since the thief comes in the daytime to mark for himself the place where he will come back to steal later on, he will see the label. Ki haidam Ubichanina Chata Bechoshech Batem Yemem Chatmu Lamai Layu O. Yemem Chatmu Lamai Kach Hayuanche Do Hamabul Oisim Hayroshmim Bafchul Samim Ubayim Ugoin Vimalaila. Chanina gave support that from that. A support says in the Pasuk in Eov, Perek Chafdalad Pasuk Tezayin, in the dark, he digs under houses, by day they lock themselves in, they see no light. By day they lock themselves in, this was the behavior of the generation of the flood. They would deposit strong-smelling balsam oil with rich people. The rich people would put it in their hidden storerooms. At night, the people would come back and find the riches in the storerooms by smelling for the oil.
When Chanina expounded this in Sipoyrin, 300 tunnels of thieves were dug.